In this week's parsha, we have a verse that when Yaakov reunites with Yosef and he meets Yosef's children, Yaakov says to Yosef, "V'yata shnei v'necha hanoldim lecha be'eretz Mitzrayim ad bo yelecha Mitzrayima." Your two children who have been born to you here in Mitzrayim until I came here, lihem, they are to me. Ephraim uMenashe, the two children of Yosef, Ruvain v'Shimon yuli, they will be like Ruvain and Shimon, his children. They will be to me the same. Grandparents love their grandchildren like their children, and as Chazal tell us, Bnei Banim Harehem Kebanim, the children of children. They are like your children. And even the law of having children, you know, really, it's the law goes further. It says you need to have grandchildren. Because the law of Pruravu means to be fruitful and multiply, you should have two children, a boy and a girl. But you have to have children who are also able to produce children. If it turns out that one of your children are not able to produce children, then you again have to try and produce more children. So essentially the halacha is, you have to have children, who can have children, therefore you basically have an obligation, sort of, to have grandchildren. And once those grandchildren are born, the grandparents have a mitzvah to teach the grandson Torah as well. Just like you have to teach your child Torah, you have to teach your grandchild Torah as well, as the Rambam tells us in the very beginning of Hilchot Talmud Torah. Now, just on a personal note, I would like to say that I recently became a grandfather to a boy named Shiloh. But let me tell you just about my own personal destiny here, because it just happened recently here in Beit El. And it was Parshat Vayetze, and my bar mitzvah parsha was Parshat Vayetze. Now, what was special about that was because my bar mitzvah parsha was supposed to be, when I was bar mitzvah, it was supposed to be Parshat Noach. But because I wanted to be bar mitzvah in the same shul where my father was bar mitzvah, a shul that already didn't have any Jewish community at all in South Ozone Park in Queens, New York, the rabbi there wouldn't allow any bar mitzvah on Shabbat, because he knew, Rabbi Menachem Per, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, he wouldn't allow a bar mitzvah on Shabbat because he knew that people would drive there on Shabbat, and he wouldn't have a bar mitzvah in order to people come to shul, to drive to shul and desecrate Shabbat just to come to a bar mitzvah. So we had to find a day that people had a day off, because most of my extended family were not Torah observant, and they needed a day that they would be able to come to the bar mitzvah. So since Thanksgiving was the closest day, we wanted a Thursday, a day that you can lane. So Thursday was picked, Thursday Thanksgiving was picked, and that was Parshat Vayetze. Now Parshat Vayetze is here in Beit El, is Shabbat Beit El, because it is really the Parsha where Yaakov Avinu has his dream with the Sulam going up to the heavens, and it basically ends in Beit El. Yaakov had his dream in Beit El, and it's all about Beit El. And here I am, 40 years after my bar mitzvah, where I read and actually gave my drasha about Beit El, I'm here living in Beit El, and I just had a grandson born to me in Beit El exactly 40 years later. Even the number 40 is very significant, as 40 represents preparation for something greater. It was 40 days before Vlad is conceived, Bat Kol comes out and says, who's going to marry who? 40 years in the desert, and so on. So I saw that as a great significance, that, and who would have thought the destiny of 40 years before that, that 40 years later, I would be in Beit El where I read about the parasha, and I would have a grandson named Shiloh, here in Beit El. And I just saw that as a great personal destiny, and I wanted to share that with you. When Yaakov goes and speaks to the children of Yosef, he gives them a blessing. Again, it's actually the grandfather giving the blessing to the child, even though our custom is that the father gives the child to the blessing Friday night. But it originated, I guess, here from the from Yaakov giving the first blessing. Now, the thought that I want to leave you with today is a thought that I wrote here in the book, B'Shah Tova. Here you can see the book. I wrote this book together with my wife. It's a guide for pregnancy and childbirth from a Jewish and medical perspective. And in this book, we talk about many things. One of them is about now blessing your children. As the custom is, we bless our children Friday night. And you see, to the girls, what do we say? We say to the girls, all the blessings, Yivarechach Hashem v'yishmerecha. But before that, we give an introduction. To the girls, we say, you should be like Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And to the boys, we say, you should be like Ephraim and Manasseh. Now, the question is, the boys here seem a little bit cheated because, I mean, the girls are getting the best blessing. They're getting the Imahot, the top of the top, the holiest women. The boys, although Ephraim and Manasseh were great tzaddikim, obviously, but they weren't like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why don't the boys get the same blessing that they should be like Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? Well, first of all, Yaakov says to Yosef and says to Ephraim and Manasseh, they will use your name for the blessing. In other words, Yaakov is the one that told us this. But why did Yaakov tell us this? And the thing is, it's a beautiful idea because when Yaakov came to Egypt, so it was a miracle enough that he's gonna see his son Yosef still true to Torah Judaism. But then he also saw his sons, and I think he was even more surprised when he said, "Ro panecha lo palalti." He said, "I didn't expect to see you, and here I see your children." When he said, "I saw your children," I say they're also true to Torah Judaism. Yosef did a good job, even though he was king, in teaching Torah to his children. You see, as we get older, when our children are young, very easy to control them, very easy to control their religious observance. Young children are very eager to do mitzvot. They all run to do netilat yadayim and make brachot before they eat and want to go to shul with Abba and light candles with Ima and do everything right. But as they get older, different influences come in, hormones come in, friends have different ideas, they get lazy, all kind of things happen, and they move away from us, and we don't always have the kind of control that we wanted to when our children were young. So the blessing that we give to our children is one, you should be like, for the girls, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Because they all came from families that were really foreign to Judaism. With the Avot, all of them, two of them, just Avram came from idol worshippers, but Yitzchak and Yaakov grew up in the houses of great ones. But Ephraim and Manasseh, they grew up in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, where there was no Judaism at all, no Torah ethics at all, no great father figure really to teach them. And they still stayed close to their Jewish values. This is the blessing that we want to give them. The girls, we say, you be like Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, because even when they were in places that was foreign to Jewish ideals, they still kept strong. And you should be like Ephraim and Manasseh because they stayed strong where they were. And this is how we bless our children, that no matter where they're going to be, because we don't always have control over them, when they get older, they'll go to college, they'll go to the army, they'll go off on trips, they'll go wherever they go. But wherever they are, we bless them that they should always be strong to Judaism, like Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, and Ephraim and Manasseh.